this Thunderbird has the perfect touch. So when you want to taste something new, put out cocktail glasses for two and the honey. Let's drink Thunderbird.
I ain't had a drink all day. I'm dry as a bone. Y'all getting me wet. Well, I'm thirsty, Lord. Ain't had a drink all day. I'm dry as a bone. Y'all getting me wet. Thirsty.
Well, let's try this again. Having some recording problems here. I've been filling up the old hard drive on this baby, and it's going, hello, I don't have any memory. Okay, so anyway, oh crap, what was I doing? I was talking about my shit story this morning. So anyway, here's my shit story. Get up this morning, I put on my shoes, get dressed, go downstairs, gonna have some breakfast, look for a bagel, couldn't find any bagels. What happened to the bagels is I bought a dozen bagels on Saturday, and my wife found out that they molded. She's afraid that if she eats a moldy bagel, she will die, and that the mold will enter her body and eat her from the inside out, I guess, or something like that. Little speck of mold. I don't think it's ever killed anyone. And I'm sure I've certainly ate moldy bread in the past. Just didn't know it. So, anyway, I didn't have any bagels. So, head out to get in the car. Oh, I forgot my phone. So, I come back, I grab the phone, and then I leave. And on my way into Lincoln, I realize that, yeah, the car kind of smells. I think, well, maybe I've got some trash or something in the car. I've got the whole passenger side kind of cluttered with my stuff. You know, we got soda and cables and microphones and all kinds of fun stuff. So I thought, well, you know, maybe that's what it is. So anyway, I'm going, and it's kind of getting worse, you know. Man, that's really starting to stink. So I clean up all this stuff, you know, when I get to work. And as I'm getting out of the car, I look at the mat. There is a nice little mound of shit from my shoe. And I'm thinking, okay, I walk through the garage, I walk to my car. I didn't go in any grass, I didn't walk outside or anything like that. Where did the dog shit? Pretty much didn't think she shit in the garage or the sidewalk, or maybe it was neighbor dog shit. No, they usually don't shit on concrete unless they have to shit, and you know, it's time to shit, and I'm gonna shit wherever I need to shit. So anyway, I called my wife because when I did get to work, I realized I didn't have my phone in my pocket. I thought, oh great, all my shit excitement this morning. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I dropped the phone in the parking lot or something, you know. So I call her up and I say, hey, did I leave the phone there? No, but you know what? That dog shit at the top of the steps, and I stepped in it, I think. So that explains why I had shit on my shoe this morning. The dog shit at the top of the steps. So I get to clean the carpets. While we're talking about the dog, the other day I was watching her. I came home, actually. Usually she comes, greets me, does her little happy dance, and Jake does his little happy dance, and everybody does their happy dance, and then everybody goes off to do their own thing. Well, she didn't do that this time, and I was watching her, and she was outside sitting on the deck, and I thought, what in the hell is that dog doing? She was doing her best impression of the sheepdog, you know, the sheepdog in Wile E. Coyote, where the sheepdog is watching the sheep, and the coyote's trying to get the sheep. Well, she was the sheepdog, just sitting there, monitoring, you know, proud look on her face, just kind of investigating what was going on outside. And I asked my wife, I said, how long has the dog been doing that? Is she deaf? Does she not realize I'm home? She goes, no, look what she's looking at. And there she is, looking at a bunny. There's a rabbit out there eating grass. Oh, about the middle of the yard, towards the end of the, by the fence, the back fence of the yard. I thought, well, that's kind of weird. Usually she chases those off. So, anyway, eventually she did chase it off. But it's just weird. She just was sitting there, like the sheepdog on Wile E. Coyote. Another dog story. Usually about this time of year, we have blackbirds that nest and they come and go in our backyard. We have some big bushes back there. And they actually have, I guess, sit on eggs and have chicklets or whatever you call them, chicks or birdlings or whatever. And the last couple of years, they had these. And what happens is they're kind of a family, or there's a group of them that kind of protect their young, so if you know, the little bird falls out of the nest and gets attacked, the other birds come in and attack. Well, when the dog goes out to do her duty, and she doesn't realize that there's a little bird or a baby bird out there, these blackbirds assume that it's time to attack. So she'll be doing her little spot, and all of a sudden she'll get dive-bombed by a blackbird. And then what happens is she promptly rotates around to catch the blackbird, which of course has tapped her on the butt and gone back up to the house or up into a tree, and there's nothing there. So she kind of gets annoyed at that. She kind of gets crazy about that. She'll walk along the fence line and around the bush line so that they can't come in and attack her. You know, they need some sort of an angle of attack, and they can't, if they attack her that way, they'd either run into a bush or into a fence or something. So she's kind of smart on that. Well, last year, she got a hold of the baby bird, and boy, did we have some dive bombing. And it was just that, you know, hell of a thing to see a dog get dive bombed by a blackbird and then spin around and try and catch that bird. And then sometimes what they would do is they would kind of gang up on her. And it's usually when they're pretty damn smart birds. They would wait till she'd be looking away. So they would actually approach her while from the back, you know, when she wasn't looking in that direction, and then dive bomb her. Or what they would do is one would be a decoy up in a tree or on the fence, sit there and make a bunch of noise, and she would look at that bird, and then while she was looking at that bird, a couple birds come from behind and tap her on the butt and get her to spin around. So anyway, that's my bird story about the dog.